Northwest London Torah Way, 8th of March, Yud Ador, Harav Shmuel Kimchi, Ad Deloyoda.
Amazing, all these contraptions.
No, not for elderly people like me.
Be here again. Never right. Got to come here because to concentrate some Divrei Torah into a half hour in a Hachana, especially for a day like Purim, a very important thing to do. I was reflecting this morning that you who are sitting to daily Torah away, you probably get such a wide variety of speakers and such a wide yedias, you know, different perspectives and different machshavas. And it's probably a very worthwhile thing to listen every day to Torah away. And Yasher Koach to Dudi. I hope Dudi is listening. I hope you're listening, Dudi. Really amazing to arrange this and to be so. Where is it? Another one. Really amazing to have arranged something like this. I want to share with you a few different machshavas on Purim. They're really going to be interconnected, primarily about drinking, primarily Ad Lo Yada. But I want to start off by sharing a famous Bnei Yisachar, a din of a Torah, a famous Bnei Yisachar, which we all may know or should know. If we don't know, we should know. It's Mavil. It's really an amazing, amazing thought. We're all familiar with Yad Shach Adam. Are we not? Are we familiar with the Sheva Mashkin, Mishnah Machshirim, the seven different drinks that are Machshir for Tumah and Tahara? Dudu, you're looking for a pen?
Paper.
Gewaldig. We're all familiar with this, with the Mishnah, which says there are Sheva Mashkin, that if either Yayin, Dvash, Cholov, Shemen, Tal, Dam, and Mayim, if the seven different Mashkin, they touch through their Machshir for Tuma, conversely also in certain contexts for Tahara. And the Bnei Yisachar says the most amazing thing. He says that we have seven different Yomim Tovim in the year. We have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, and the two Drabbanons of Chanukah and Purim. And these seven different Yomim Tovim that we have in the year are connected intrinsically, very much so, to the Sheva Mashkin that we have. We'll see in the most amazing way. Just a quick summary is, of course, Yayin is connected to Purim, which we're going to talk about why, what, and how. Dalet stands for Dvash. Dvash is connected to Rosh Hashanah. Of course, dip the apple and the honey. Dvash is the same gematria as Avarachamon. The apple is always connected to Klal Yisrael. Klal Tachas HaTapuach or Articha. They're Makdim Nasa L'Nishma, like the apple tree, the leaves before the fruit. And we dip Klal Yisrael in the Avarachamon. Dipping the apple and the honey is iconic for the day. That's Dvash Rosh Hashanah, Shemen, which is for Shachat, is Chanukah, obviously. Shemen is what we light. It's also Shmona, the 8 days of Chanukah. It's very, very much connected. Cholov is connected to Shavuos, exactly right. We eat Cholov on Shavuos, but it's very much connected to Torah. The Gemara in Sota tells us that Torah is Tchilasa Chesed V'Sofa Chesed, that the milk represents the milk of the mother, which is always giving, and it represents Chesed, Tov ha-malbin shinov lechaveiro mimashkei uchol. It's better to whiten your teeth in a smile to your friends than to give them milk to drink, says the Gemara, because cholov always represents the midah of Chesed, and Torah has got to be couched in Chesed. Torah, the first, it starts with Chesed and ends with Chesed, and that's very much what Shavuos is about. The whole book of Rus, which we read on Shavuos, is very much connected to the kindness of Rus. In fact, the word Ruthless means without Chesed, right? Because the whole book of Rus is about Chesed. Tal is, of course, Yom Kippur. Heyeka Tal Yisrael Yifrach Shoshana. Tal, the Gemara in Tanis tells us, is something which is always there. You never have to ask for it. And we trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikve Yisrael Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch is going to be Metaher us, regardless of our... Of where we are, and that's why Tam is Yom Kippur, and that's the Haftorah just before Yom Kippur, Shabbos HaGadol. Pesach is Dam, B'domai Chayi, B'domai Chayi, B'dam Mila and Dam Pesach. Obviously, it's all about Dam, and Sukkos is Mayim, everything about Sukkos is Mayim. We daven for Mayim, all the Arbaminim are Gadol al Mayim, and it's haflatic. If you think about it, it's unbelievable. But what I'm trying to show is that the day Be'etzem is characterized by the mashkim. The mashkim is not just, it doesn't happen to be that the mashkim are connected to the Yomim Tovim, they are be'etzem, like honey, be'etzem is Avarachamon, that they say that honey, you know, when you have something tome, it's totally misbatel in honey, bedafka in honey, we are totally bottled into our Avarachamon, the same gematria as Dvash, where the so too Yayin is going to categorize the day. And therefore, it behooves us to have a closer look at Yayin. What is it about Yayin, which is the Etzim of the day? In fact, the whole story in the Megillah revolved around Mishta HaYayin, right? And therefore, the postman, the Rambam, famously says that you can only get drunk on wine. Shitas HaRambam, the briskers are very machmer on this, that You can't use whiskey or vodka. It's going to be dafka wine because it was done by Mishta HaYayin, that Yayin represents and symbolizes the day itself. Obviously, Yayin is gematria 70. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. It's going to be something deeper. But I'd like to share a question, which for me is the kickoff for how to analyze Yayin. It's a question asked by a number of the Acharonim, by the Pachad Yitzchak alludes to it, but also Reb Chaim Friedlander, also in Sifsei Chaim, asks the question. The question is as follows. It says the Gemara in Megillah, Chayev Inish Lebesume Adelo Yoda Ben Arham Lebaruch Mordechai. Yeah? You have to get drunk to the point where you don't know the difference between Arur Haman Baruch Mordechai. Yeah. Firstly, obviously, if you are going to get drunk and do any aviras, it's usher to get drunk, right? Famously, the Ramah paskins that you just drink yosa milimudo and you go to sleep for half an hour and then you'll be mekayim at the loyada. But the poshut pshat in the Gemara is that you are meant to get drunk at the loyada to the point that you don't know the difference between Oru Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So strange. You know, Yiddishkeit is really all about being focused. It's all about knowing. We want to know the difference between Tov and Ra. We're supposed to get confused between the greatest tzaddik and the greatest Rasha in the story? What kind of kiyum, what kind of zecher, what kind of kisvuni ledoros is that? We're supposed to spend the day totally drunk, totally not knowing the difference between the greatest tzaddik and the greatest Rasha? What is going on? And it's compounded by the fact that this very same halacha, five simonim later, tells us that on Purim itself, Chayev Lomar, you have to say, Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Vagam Charvonu Zachor Latov, says the halacha, you have to say it! The same halacha which tells me, the same Shulchan Aruch tells me, we have to be drunk to the point that we don't know, tells me that you have to say it. Yes, you could answer, well, you're supposed to first say it and then get drunk, but be'etzem, if the halacha is telling me, and the Gemara, it's all coming from the Gemara, if Chazal are telling me that you have to libesume to the point that lo yoda, and you have to be yodeya, it's telling me there's something much deeper going on. Says the Vilna Gaon, if you notice and you count up the gematrias, famous, what's the gematria of Arur Haman? Yeah. Arur is going to be 407. Haman is 95. What's 407 plus 95? 502. What is Baruch? Baruch is 228. Yeah. What is Mordechai? 274. Together, also 502. Arur Haman is 502. Baruch Mardechai is 502. There must be something deeper going on when the gematria of Arur Haman is identical, not one out, no colon, no nothing, identical to Baruch Mordechai. What is going on over here? What does it mean on a deeper level? Chayiv inish lebesume adlo yoda bin Arur Haman leBaruch Mordechai. What could it possibly mean? So Vilna Gaon says something which is mavhil, which is hafledik, and which needs us to think very deeply, and this, I think, is what the Megillah is about, what Purim is about. Listen to this. What happens when good things happen to bad people? Injustice. Okay, what's going on? Asks Yirmiyahu, Lama derech rishayim tzalecha? Asks Moshe Rabbeinu, Hodieni na estrachecha? Why is it that good things happen to bad people? Injustice, it's almost, you know, where's the hashgacha? What happens when bad things happen to good people? Exactly the same question, injustice. We feel that, and it's not just on a macro level. On a micro level, you know, why is he or she doing better than me? We're doing the same thing. Why is my hishtablus not niskabel and his or hers, yes, niskabel? Why? It's not fair. But what happens when good things happen to good people? Isdin v'isdayan. What happens when bad things happen to bad people? Bad person does something and he gets destroyed by it. What happens? You think, yeah? Serves him right. Justice. That be'etzem, when good things happen to good people, it brings out the exact same Kiddush Hashem as when bad things happen to bad people. Listen very carefully. If someone does a mitzvah and gets rewarded, it brings out the same Kiddush Hashem as when someone does something bad and is punished. When Mordechai does something good and is riding on the horse and becomes the melech for a few moments, yeah, it does exactly the same Kiddush Shem Shamayim as when Haman does something bad and is Ovel v'chofui rosh, right? He is it's the same Kiddush Hashem. Oh, it doesn't say that you're chayiv lebesumet, you don't know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. You're chas v'shalom, never meant to get confused to the point where you say Baruch Haman, chas v'shalom. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara does not mean you should mix up the hero and the villain. Says the Vilna Gaon, you've got to get besume to the point. You've got to think deeply, introspective, to the point where you recognize that there is no difference between gedulas hatzadikim and nikmas harishayim. That at the end of the day, it brings the same Kiddush Hashem, the same 502, the same gematria comes out when good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people. And what it really means to us is that at the end of the day, your maisim don't make a difference. Ouch. On the grand scale of things, I can choose to do a mitzvah, or I can choose to do an aveira. But at the end of the day, it's going to make no difference in the grand scale of things. Because if I do a mitzvah, I'll go to Olam Haba, I'll get rewarded maybe in this world, I'll get punished in Olam Hazeh. If I do an aveira, I'll go to Gehenna, I'll get punished, there'll be something that happens to me. But at the end of the day, in Hashem's grand plan, the same 502 is going to come out. The same Kiddush Hashem is going to come out. Haman is going to choose to do bad and bad, and what's going to happen at the end of the day? He is going to get destroyed. But is there going to be a difference in the outcome? The outcome is going to be the same, and it's a very dangerous mashava, and we can only think about that when we're drunk. On a level of bechira, we all have bechira, but on a level of yediyah, on the level of atisrak liyoma acharon, on the level of ba'achris hayomim, at the end of the day, has my good deed done anything to actually change the final outcome? Nothing. Has my aveira done anything to change the final outcome? Nothing. I want to share a little mashal. A little mashal just for 1 minute, and then show how the Purim story works, and then I've done the first quarter of my share. Very good. Yeah. The little mashal is from the Dumna Magid Bafik. It's worth repeating everywhere, the whole time. Hundreds of years ago, there was an architect for a king, the king of Italy, and he built for the king of Italy many cathedrals, many great palaces. At the age of 60, he goes to the king and says, "Your Royal Highness, it's time for me to retire." So the king says, thinks for a minute, and he says, "You know, you've been a loyal servant for the last 30 years. What I'd like you to do, please, do me one last favor. Here's my credit card. I want you to build one final castle. But I want this castle to be nothing like you've built before. I want this castle to be for you totally like something which for the next hundreds of years they're going to say, Jack built this for John the King. I want you to build a palace like you've never built before. Something which is going to be Lenetzach." Can't refuse the king. He takes his golden credit card, his 16th century golden credit card, goes down the road. And he's thinking to himself, look, if I really do it, Kedaboy, if I do it like I'm meant to do it, what's going to end up happening is I'm going to spend the next 10 years of my life doing this, and there'll be no retirement. I'll be 70, 75 by the time it's finished. And you know what I'm going to do? Instead of getting the best stuff, I'm going to get local stuff. I'm going to get great stuff. I'm going to build, instead of 250 rooms, it'll be 60 rooms. Instead of building it like right at the center, I'll build it by the river where we can get the stuff. You know, instead of golden handles, we'll use brass handles and the diamonds for the chandeliers. We'll get local schayra. It'll be amazing. It'll be much better than the king has. But actually, it's not going to be like A grade. He does it. Pays the workers extra. They work double time. Within 2.5 years, it's all over. He goes to the king, "Your Royal Highness, it's ready." The king says, "Wow, so fast. How'd you manage to do that?" He says, "Well, you know, we work double time. Unbelievable. Come, you'll see, it's amazing." The king comes and he goes down to the river and he sees, you know, it's not in exactly the right place. He thought that it would be much bigger than it really is, but you know, it's not all in quantity, it could be in quality as well. He goes in. First thing he realizes that it's much smaller than he had imagined. The chandeliers weren't sparkling the way they were meant to sparkle. Clearly, he hadn't gone to this. Anyway, he goes from room to room and he gets more and more despondent. And as he goes, after half an hour, he says, "Okay, I've seen enough, thank you so much. You should only be blessed, enjoy your retirement." And as he's leaving, the architect calls out, "Your Royal Highness." So the king turns around and says, "What?" So he holds up the keys and he says, "Your Royal Highness, you forgot the keys." So he says, "No, you don't understand. It's for you. This is your retirement gift. This is for you. It's not for me, it's for you." Very powerful mashal. That be'etzem, we're building our own kesher. If I do something wrong, im tzadakta matiten lo, when I do a mitzvah, I'm doing nothing for Hashem. The same 502 is going to come out. Whether I do well, whether I do badly, it's only going to affect my castle that I'm building, but not HaKadosh, not the outcome. The outcome is going to come out. Where does this come out in the story? It's unbelievable. Chapter 4 in the story, the turning point in the story. Yeah? He knows what is going on. No one else really knows what's really in these letters. If you read the Malbim, there were two different letters. They were sealed. But Mordechai knows what is going on. And he is, you know, wearing sack of Eifer, and he's sitting Berechov Ha'ir. Vayitzak Tzako Gdola, and Esther is, "Oh my gosh, what's going on?" She sends Hasach, who's Daniel, to Esther. What is, you know, Ladas Mazeh Va'al Mazeh, what's going on? And Mordechai sends back, you know, it's done. You know, the Klal Yisrael are going to be eradicated. So Esther says, "What can I do?" So Haman says, "You've got to go before the king." So Esther says, "Whoa, I haven't been called for 30 days. Everyone knows if I go in front of the king and he doesn't hold out his scepter. Echod hadas lahamiso, you know, he's done. There's no way I can go. There's no point. What would you have said if you were Mordechai? You'd have said, "Can't you see the hashgacha? You were picked to be queen. This is the moment. Do it. What are you waiting for? Klal Yisrael need you. Give a musa shmuz." What does he say? He says, "Oh, I'm not worried. But you should know, im hacharish tacharishi le'ish kazos, revach v'atzol ha'yamud la'yehudim b'makom acher. Klal Yisrael are going to be saved. Don't worry about it. Va'at u'beis ovich tovedi. Tovedu. Who is going to be destroyed? It's you, don't you understand? At the end of the day, you can choose whose side you want to be on. Do you want to be on Haman's side and be Arur? Do you want to be on Mordechai's side and be Baruch? But at the end of the day, 502 is going to happen. Kavod Shemaim is going to come out. Revach v'atzala yamad la'yehudim b'makom acher. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. I just think you're silly. Just get up and do. Yeah? Just atu beis avich toved. You are going to be destroyed. And that is the central message on Purim Chayiv initially Besumi Adonai Yoda doesn't mean that Haman and Mordechai you don't know. It means that you get to a heightened level of Yediya as opposed to Bechira one day a year where you recognize that the only difference that is going to happen from my Avoda is me, but at the end of the day it's insignificant. It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous machshava because it could come out, if you look at it wrongly, you come out and say, okay, so what's the point of anything? What's the point of me doing any mitzvah? What's the point of me? But in reality, on a Yediya level, we are pawns b'dei shamayim. And that is the central message of the Yayin on one level. On one level, that is the central message of Yayin. I want to cover a little bit more in the 5 minutes that I have, even though there is more to say about this, about the whole Vanapochu thing. But I'm going to move on to a second part of drinking. Drinking, of course, it also does something else. It dulls our seichel. Right? It dulls our seichel. It makes our seichel, you know, not able to function properly. What does that actually end up meaning? It means, how is a person known? Bekiso, bekoso, ubekaso, says the Gemara. One of them is bekoso. When you are drunk, your real ritzonos come out. The real self comes out. It's all about the Ratzon. It's all about Ritzonenu Lasas Ritzonovinu Shebashamayim. When we get drunk to show, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, we get drunk to show that our Ratzon, we're not tricking Hashem. Our Be'etzam Ratzon, deep down, if you chip away, is to be connected on Avda Dekut Shebrichu. That is what the day is about. When we get drunk, Nichnas Yayin V'yotzo Sod, what does it mean? It means that my real essence, my desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out. But it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to connect to. And the Pachad Yitzchak, in the Yiddish section, at the end of the Pachad Yitzchak, which nobody reads, has got the most amazing mashal, which is as follows. You've got two friends who learned together in yeshiva. Two old friends. And each friend went a different direction. One friend went to Minsk, one friend went to Pinsk, one became a diamond dealer, one became a furs trader, and that they lived different lives. One day, one is traveling from Pinsk to Minsk, and one from Minsk to Pinsk, and they meet at an inn in the middle of the way. And they get out of the carriages at the same time, at the same inn, and one says, oh, Yossel! Oh, Yankel! I can't believe it. They hug and they sit down, they start schmoozing, and the minutes turn to hours, and the hours turn to many hours. And after 4, 5, 6 hours of sitting, schmoozing, crying, catching up, mama's closest chaverim, who just spent a slip, moved apart, the Balei Hagala come in and knock on the door. You know, Rabosai, the horses are ready, it's time to move on. We're going to Pinsk, you're going to Minsk, let's go. So what do the two men do? Pull out a bottle of whiskey, they hand the whiskey to the Balei Hagala. Here, enjoy yourselves, the Balei Hagala drink, and they can continue their friendship. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, the most amazing thing. We all of us in this room, all of Klal Yisrael, learned together in Masifta Derakia. We're all one neshama. But we all have different, we have different lives with different directions, different bodies. The tifa hargasha, when we're drinking, is we're Be'etzem, there's a tremendous love one for another. There's a tremendous ava, there's a tremendous togetherness. What we're doing is we're dulling our body. Our body is like the balagola, who wants to move in different directions. But our neshama is like the old friends. We're like old friends. I think it's a very true. Anyone's been in a real Purim Suda knows that this is the truth. This is what the real feeling is. The real feeling is that we break down the barriers and we get together. I think that is exactly what the Megillah is about. Says the Gemara, Leis Inish the Yada Lishna Bisha Kahaman. No one knew as good a Lashon Hara as Haman. Haman was an expert Lashon Haranik. He said, Yeshna Amachad Mefuzar Meforad Bein Am. There's one nation, but Be'etzim, the Mefuzar and Meforad, they are scattered, meaning they don't see eye to eye for the first time in 1,000 years. They don't have one base on Mikdash, they don't have Nevuah anymore, they don't have any Nisim anymore, they don't see eye to eye anymore. There's Machlokes. Now, let's strike now. Let's get them. So what is the first thing that Esther says? Lech Knosos Kol HaYehudim, gather them all in. We're all Be'etzem one, because when we are together, we're invincible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got his Tefillin Shal Rosh, which says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. And when we are Echad Ba'aretz, there is nothing that can be done. We drink on Purim to get rid of our differences. We level the playing field. We are all Be'etzem one. It doesn't matter whether I'm here in society or here in society. It makes no difference. We are all together. Matanos Avyonim is also that. We're ma'ached. All the mitzvahs, mishloach manos, is to connect one to one. Why is it that in the Megillah itself we create mishloach manos? We create the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs hayom are all ma'ached. And that is a second very central machshava in the drinking. Again, I've got two more topics, but I think we've run out of time over here. I don't think it's kedai to start them. But these two machshavas were really the introduction of Yad Shach Adam, that Yayin is Be'etzem part of Purim. And number one, how is it Be'etzem part of Purim? Adelu Yoda ben Araham LeBaruch Mordechai means recognizing that we live in a world of absolute hashgacha and yediyah, and that my actions at the end of the day are only going to affect me, but not going to affect the larger picture, which levels the playing field. And the second one is ben adam lechavero, also the image of the balagala, of the balagala, where they give the balagala to drink, where that also creates a sense of recognizing the achdus, that we're all from one neshama, and we're all Be'echad, we're one together. Say that. Zocha, this year it's an amazing Purim.